just to give you an idea how good the Ivy League was this year, for the first time in many, many years, Harvard was a serious consideration for an at-large bid. And that game between Harvard and Princeton was one for the ages, an unbelievable finish. And to think that earlier in the year, the University of Pennsylvania had Princeton and Harvard, and they had overtime games, just unbelievable finishes. But the Penn program is on its way back, and it's nice to see Jerome Allen back here in Philadelphia coaching the Quakers. Jerome Allen, everyone.
Thanks, Neil. First, I'd like to say good morning to all. What truly is an honor it is for me to be sitting up here in the company of these distinguished young men, some not so younger than others, but it is what it is. One thing I wanted to say, I think cancer has touched all of us, if not personally, or someone close to us. And the fact that you guys are so giving of yourselves, and not only time, but in money as well, is something that's truly appreciated. You know, I know my sister is a survivor of cancer, and it's important that other people show their support, whether it be in a kind word or just some type of gesture. So I would like to thank all of you in attendance today on behalf of the University of Pennsylvania, the Penn basketball, men's basketball program, and the six of us sitting up here. One thing, my plug this morning is we have the annual beach ball gala down at Stone Harbor Country Club this summer. I don't have a date on it yet.
I've got a date for you.
Thanks, Neil.
When I find it.
Okay.
Now, the date actually, I think I said August 8th earlier. Let me double check. Go ahead. I'll let you know.
But it's my ploy to try and get some of the younger people of this area to try to really get involved. I think that's probably the only reason why they have me sitting up here, you know, because I bring the mean down a little bit. But, you know, it's great, you know, to see the same faces. But also, you know, if you could, to try to reach out to someone who's not in attendance to say, listen, this is a great cause. You know, let's try to get involved. I think the sooner the better, because you never really know who you can touch in life. And my final four picks are Kansas, Pitt, Duke, Syracuse. Thank you.
Do you have a sleeper, Jerome? Do you have a sleeper?
Penn. Am I allowed to say that? Oh, we're not in it.
How about Princeton?
I said Penn. You'll never. I'm already upset that you guys have an orange tablecloth on up there. So, but it's not about us today. You know, it's for a cause. So I'm.
And by the way, the third annual beach ball will be on August 6th. August 6th, that's a Saturday at Stone Harbor Country Club.